Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Intelligent Banker, The Vortex Banking Concept is a non-fiction finance book by Josh Nelson that presents an updated version of the infinite banking concept for readers interested in advanced wealth management, rather than treating whole life insurance as a simple death benefit product. The book argues that properly structured policies can function as a private banking system for saving, borrowing, and transferring wealth. Its purpose is to show how families and entrepreneurs may use permanent life insurance more strategically for cash flow control, asset protection, and legacy planning. The book positions itself as a modern extension of Nelson Nash's framework, adapting the idea to a more recent financial environment and emphasizing what the author calls the vortex banking system. It is aimed at readers who already understand or are at least curious about infinite banking, tax-advantaged accumulation, and long-term family wealth design. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book updates Nelson Nash's infinite banking concept. A central theme of the book is that it does not reject the original infinite banking concept, but reframes it for a newer context. Josh Nelson treats Nelson Nash's work as the foundation, and then argues that the strategy can be used more fully and more aggressively when viewed through the vortex banking model. This matters because the book is not simply repeating the classic idea of borrowing against a whole life policy. Instead, it presents itself as a modernization of that framework, claiming that many policyholders use only a small portion of the available function of their contracts. The result is a book that speaks to readers already familiar with infinite banking, while also trying to persuade them that there is a more complete way to organize policy cash value, policy loans, and family capital. In practical terms, the book's value lies in its attempt to move the discussion from theory to implementation, with a stronger focus on system design and long-term use. Secondly, whole life insurance is a private capital system, not just protection. The book's most important mechanism is its treatment of whole life insurance as a financial tool for capital control, instead of viewing the policy only as insurance protection. Nelson presents it as a structure that can hold liquid capital, support borrowing, and continue compounding inside a tax-advantaged environment. That shift changes how the product is understood. The policy becomes a financial warehouse rather than a passive contract. The argument depends on disciplined use, because the strategy only works if premiums, cash value, and loan activity are coordinated properly. The book emphasizes this by presenting whole life insurance as a long-term system with contractual guarantees, making it distinct from market-based savings or speculation. This is also where the book's appeal to high-net-worth families becomes clearer. A policy structured for internal liquidity and control can function as a private reserve that is available when opportunities or expenses arise, without forcing the owner to liquidate other assets. The book's core message is that capital should remain productive even while it is being used. Thirdly, the Vortex Cash Warehouse and Vortex Legacy Fund as organizing structures. The book introduces two named components that organize the strategy, the Vortex Cash Warehouse and the Vortex Legacy Fund. These terms are important because they show that the book is not only about policy mechanics, but about how a family can separate short-term liquidity from long-term inheritance planning. The cash warehouse appears to represent the accessible side of the system, where capital can be stored and deployed for purchases, opportunities, or debt management. The legacy fund, by contrast, points toward the more permanent and intergenerational side of wealth, where the aim is to preserve value beyond the original policyholder's lifetime. This distinction helps the strategy become more than a simple borrowing technique. It becomes a framework for allocating money according to purpose and time horizon. The book's broader insight is that families often fail to design capital with clear roles, which leads to inefficient saving and weak transfer planning. By giving the system two distinct functions, Nelson tries to make private banking feel more structured and intentional. Fourthly, tax efficiency, MEC rules, and the argument for controlling capital outside traditional banks. Another major theme is the book's concern with taxes, regulation, and financial control. The discussion of modified endowment contract rules shows that the strategy must operate inside legal limits. But the book also suggests that these rules have historically constrained how Americans understand and use whole life policies. Nelson frames traditional banking and tax systems as structures that reduce individual control over capital. While vortex banking is presented as a way to preserve liquidity and reduce friction inside a legally compliant framework, the emphasis is not on illegal avoidance, but on using policy design and timing to position money in a tax-favored way. This is one reason the book will appeal to readers who are skeptical of conventional financial institutions. It presents the owner of the policy as someone who can control where money sits, how it moves, and how it is accessed. The underlying claim is that financial freedom depends less on chasing high returns and more on building a system where capital remains available, protected, and efficiently structured. Lastly, who the book is for and what it asks readers to learn. The book is aimed at a fairly specific audience, people who want a sophisticated approach to family wealth, asset protection, and legacy planning rather than basic personal finance advice, entrepreneurs, investors, and readers already aware of the infinite banking concept are the most obvious audience, because the book assumes some comfort with policy-based wealth strategies. It is less of an entry-level finance primer, and more of a strategic manual for readers willing to think in systems. That also explains why the book places so much emphasis on terminology and structure. Readers are expected to understand how policy loans, cash value growth, and long-term compounding interact, or at least be ready to learn those concepts carefully. The book's educational value lies in its attempt to connect insurance, family legacy, and capital efficiency into one framework, even for readers who remain skeptical of its claims. It offers a clear example of how some financial thinkers view whole life insurance as a control mechanism rather than a mere insurance product. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who already have an interest in infinite banking, whole life insurance design, or advanced wealth planning. It will be most useful to entrepreneurs, investors, and families looking for a conceptual framework around liquidity, asset protection, and intergenerational transfer, rather than a conventional budgeting guide. The main benefit is that it presents a tightly organized version of a niche financial strategy and explains why policy structure, not just policy ownership, matters. It also encourages readers to think about capital as something that should remain under personal control and keep working even when it is deployed. What makes the book stand out in its category is its attempt to modernize and repackage the infinite banking concept into a more explicit system with its own vocabulary, including the Vortex Cash Warehouse and Vortex Legacy Fund. Compared with broader personal finance books, it is far more specialized and more focused on the insurance-based banking model. Compared with books that simply promote whole life insurance, it is more system-driven and more closely tied to family legacy planning. Readers who want a serious exploration of that niche will find it more distinctive than a generic wealth book. If you would like to support Josh Nelson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.